This week's parashat Vayetze begins with Yaakov's journey into Galut. He's running away from Esav. Esav wishes to kill him. Yaakov is running away with nothing on him, nothing with him, totally alone. Vayetze Yaakov in Birshava Vayelech Harana. The Torah uses the verb Vayifga b'makom Vayal in Sham. He finds a place, he sleeps. And Vayachalom, he dreams. ונפלם עצב ארצה וראשו מגיע שמיימה והנה מלאכי אלוהים עולים ויורדים בו. He sees a ladder and he sees angels. Not just regular angels, but מלאכי אלוהים עולים ויורדים בו. And many מפרשים have tried to explain what is this vision that Yaakov is seeing. Who are these angels? Whom they symbolize? What's the message of this mar'eh that he sees? I'm not going to go into all the different explanations right now, but one thing is for sure. Yaakov is seeing a vision of angels, of malachei Elohim. From now to the end of Sefer Bereshit, dreams are going to take a very important place in the events that are going to occur from now to the end of Sefer Bereshit. Yosef, Paro. We're going to talk a lot about dreams. Yaakov begins the dreams. And if you notice, this is not the only dream that he has this week's parasha. The parasha ends in a very similar way to the way it begins. This week's parasha is all about how Yaakov runs away by himself and returns to Eretz Yisrael with a family and many kids. Lavan also has a chalom. But at the end of the parasha, we read, again, very similar, that Yaakov has a matzeva, and he also has a dream at the end of the parasha. In this dream, though, things change a little bit. It says like this. He says that he had a dream. He tells his family. One second. He says, "Vayomer lai malach Elohim b'chalom Yaakov, va'amar ineni." He tells us that he also had a dream. Va'ire b'chalom, v'nei atudim ha'olim alatzon akudim nikudim uvrudim. Yaakov had another dream, and again an angel appears to him. But this time, instead of seeing an angel going up and down the ladder, Yaakov sees sheep. At that point, Hashem tells him, Yaakov, shuv el eretz moladetcha. It's time to go back to Eretz Yisrael. What's the connection between both dreams? Without going to all the meanings of the dreams, I think it's very, very clear. In the beginning of the parasha, Yaakov is dreaming about angels. At the end of the parasha, Yaakov is dreaming about the stock market. He was a shepherd. And in his dreams now, he's calculating how to make more sheep, how to make more money. At that point, Hashem tells him, Yaakov, it's time to go back to Eretz Yisrael. If your dreams in the beginning were about angels and about Malachei Elohim Olim V'Yordim Bo, about Beit HaMikdash, those were your dreams. And after many years of hard work in Chutz La'aretz, you're starting to dream about the stock market. Yaakov, it's time to return to Eretz Yisrael and make sure that your dreams go back to dreaming about Malachei Elohim. Our dreams reflect, you don't have to read Freud to know that our dreams reflect a lot about what we think, who we are, what our dreams are about. And it's a good way of understanding where we are in our life when our dreams tell us certain messages. It's very important to think about what our dreams are about, what our inspirations, what our aspirations are about. That's the message of this week's parasha. When you start dreaming about the stock market, it's time to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Bokeh tov and chodesh tov. Shirim will be at 9:30.